from the campus of New Hope Christian College. Welcome to Words of New Hope.
He said, you know what? Wayne, I got to pray and ask God for a raise. I said, you don't need a raise. You need a wake-up call. You need a new brain is what you need. He said, no, I need a raise. He came to me later on. He said, Wayne, I don't know if I should pray for a raise. I said, why? He said, because I prayed for a raise and they raised my rent.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today, a message entitled, A Season of Promotion. Most of us would love to have the boss come and give us a promotion. Man, we would work so much harder. We'd take so much more pride in our job if we were just making more money, if we just had a better title. Well, today, Pastor Wayne will help us examine our attitudes and motives in light of God's Word. We may just find out that we've been going after that promotion all the wrong way. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, A Season of Promotion.
Would you take out your notes as we talk about life's growing seasons, and we talk about something I think we all would love to have. Now, how many of you said you would love to have a raise? Raise your hand. All right, yeah, you're in the right place because we're going to talk about that. How in the world can we get promoted? Because this is indeed a season of promotion. But let's find out where promotion comes from. Let's read right at the top of our notes together, nice and loudly, Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7. Would you read it with me? Go. Promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west. God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. Now, where does promotion come from? Not from the east nor the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. That's right. Now, if God is the one that's handing out promotion, then we need to appeal to that one and find and fulfill his requirements. Because you see, it's sort of like who you know. It's like the story of a company president calls one of the newer employees into his office and he says, you started as a delivery boy and you did so well, within a week, you were promoted to delivery manager. And then you did so well, one week later, we promoted you to department manager. And you did so well, 1 week later, we promoted you to general manager. And you know what? I'm going to retire this year. And you know what? I want you to take over the company. What do you think about that? And the new employee said, well, thank you, sir. I said, thank you, sir. He said, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Dad. It's kind of like who you know. Promotion. Promotion is one of the loveliest words in the English language, isn't it? Congratulations on your performance, and you are now promoted. Oh, we like that. The reason it's such a nice word is because promotion means you're going to get more responsibility. No, problems. Now, eternal significance. Maturity. Now, the magic word is that promotion usually means more money. That's right. Prestige and importance and recognition. And promotion is supposed to be packaged with satisfaction and happiness and the benefits and amenities of a wonderful, wonderful life. Supposed to. But that's where it ends and the myth begins, because it doesn't always. Because you see, you can misdefine promotion. And if we define it incorrectly to think, oh, it's going to lead to happiness, more money, amenities, benefits, then we're going to go after it with all we got. And we'll have a tendency then to sacrifice our family, our morals, our faith, even our soul on the altar of promotion. And it can become a God that leads us by the nose. And if we're not careful, if we don't define it correctly, it could lead us right over the edge and we'll spoil our destiny and future. And we'll become someone that we never wanted to become. So we've got to define promotion correctly. So would you write number one, the first step is exactly that. Write it, define promotion correctly. Because see, if you misdefine it thinking, that's my goal in life, then we're going to be in trouble. Let's read what Psalm 11 and verse 3 says together. Go. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? In other words, if the definition or the foundation of our goals in life are misdefined and not recognized correctly, even the righteous are going to stumble. Because if we got it wrong, what hope have others? Because we're supposed to be the example. Now, if we misdefine things like promotion, oh, you see, we can misdefine words, can't we? We misdefine lust and we call it love. We can misdefine something that we say is holiness, but really it's just legalism. We say, well, I want this. But instead of saying that, we say, God told me to get this. And we can misdefine. But we've got to recognize things the way God recognizes it. Because we might fool people, but you don't want to try and fool God. And it's like this great story of this middle-aged woman. She had this heart attack and was taken to the hospital. And when she's on the operating table, she has this like near-death experience. And she goes through this tunnel, big bright light. She appears before God. And she says, God, am I going to die? God says, no. No, you're supposed to live another 43 years. Oh, really? And whoop, she starts going back. Well, she figures now as she gets up, since she's in the hospital, she might as well have it all done because, hey, I've got 43 years. I might as well live it up. So she had a tummy tuck. She had a liposuction. She had a facelift, everything. Well, when she healed up, the story goes, she was walking out of the hospital so excited. And just then an ambulance comes running, dashing in and smashes into her and kills her. She dies in this accident. Now, this time she really is before God in heaven. And she says, God, what's up? I thought you said I had 43 more years. How come you didn't stop the accident? And God said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even recognize you. You want to make sure you recognize things the way God recognizes them. You don't want to fool God. It's dangerous stuff. And the same thing is with promotion. You want to recognize or define promotion just like God does. Because if the foundations are wrong, what will even the righteous do? See, there's an old scientific theorem that says if the basic definition is off or incorrect, every subsequent definition or conclusion you come to thereafter will also be off. So God is saying, make sure you define, well, what is promotion then? How do you define it correctly? Here's a good definition. Would you write it in your notes in that bullet there? Promotion correctly defined is this: another step closer to God's call on my life. See, that's the correct definition of promotion. When God promotes you, you are another step closer to what? To God's best. You see, if you're taking another step away from God's best, it doesn't matter if it comes attended with $1 million. Don't take it, because it's not a promotion, it's a demotion. But if we think or define promotion as whatever gives me more money, we're in trouble. You know why? Would you write in the next bullet? Because the enemy can promote as well. That's right, the enemy. You see, if we misdefine promotion to think that anything that gives me more money is a promotion, did you know that in Luke chapter 4, the devil brought Jesus up onto a high pinnacle, and he says something really interesting. He says, I'd like to promote you. Huh? Yeah, I can give you more money. What do you mean? Let's read it. Go. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory. For it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I... Yeah, see, he showed Jesus all of the kingdoms of the world. And he said, if you'll fall down and just kind of do what I tell you to, I'll promote you. You know what I'm going to do? I'll give you all of this dominion. I'll give you all the money you want and all of its prestige, all of its glory. And the Lord said, no, that's not a promotion. That's a demotion. and he rejected it. You see, the enemy knows that if I think promotion is anywhere I can get more money, then he'll just lead me because he's got it. He's the ego. And we just keep going after until we just woo, and we are over the edge. And we've lost everything because we misdefine promotion as anything that gives me more money. You see, there's sometimes when God gives promotions, because he does, it comes with less money. But it's going to take you closer to his best. It might come attended by a deeper sense of character. And God says, time for promotion. It might be a time where the Lord might say to you, there's gifts inside of you that are yet to be developed, and I want you to be involved more. Or I won't have any funds with it, but it will give you a depth of life that you will never have experienced otherwise. And at the same time, the devil might say, hey, I'll just give you more of this. We go after, because we've misdefined promotion, and we start to go further from God's best. There's this one guy in Bible college. I remember when we were going to Bible college together, he squandered so much money. This guy just lived way over his budget. He'd get one credit card and he'd charge to the hilt, and then he'd get another credit card and switch over balances and use this one. And then he'd pay off this credit card with this other credit card. And then he'd do it again. I thought, you crazy guy. I said, what's the solution to that? He said, you know what? Wayne, I got to pray and ask God for a raise. I said, you don't need a raise. You need a wake-up call. You need a new brain is what you need. He said, no, I need a raise. And he began to pray for a raise. He was in the dorm I was in. And then he came to me later on, this true story. He said, Wayne, I don't know if I should pray for a raise. I said, why? He said, because I prayed for a raise and they raised my rent. I laughed. I said, you're kidding. He says, not only that, they raised my insurance rates. And I thought, good for you. Good for you. He said, don't pray for a raise. No, don't pray. I said, that's right. Why don't you pray for God's best instead? Because you see, sometimes we think it's a promotion when it's a step further from God's will. It's a demotion, even if it comes attended by $1 million. I remember when God called Anna and myself from Oregon to go to Hilo. It was just a fledgling church in Hilo. And we prayed and really felt God saying to go. But they were offering me $500 a month. That was the salary to pastor the church. And I said to my wife, honey, I get paid more as a youth pastor here than that. But bless her heart, she said, but are we supposed to do that? Is that God's will? Because if we don't obey him, then we're further from his will every day that we are alive. So we prayed and we felt, yep, that's God's will. And so we said yes, and even though it meant less money to us, it was promotion day. It was a season of promotion, because in making that move, I was a step closer to God's best for my life. And it was something that we had to decide on, and we said, yes, let's go for it. Well, God really does provide, because even though it seemed like less, 1 week before we left, a man named Alan Maxwell called me up for lunch. I sat across from him at this restaurant. He slid over to me an envelope, and he said, here, God told me to give this to you because you're trusting him. Really? And I opened it up. Then it had enough stock certificates in there that should I cash it that day, it would be worth $24,000. That's what sustained us. You think I was grateful to God for that? Ah, man, I looked at that and said, wow, you got any more of this stuff? You see, one of the things that God wants to do is to bring us closer to his will. And when you are, and you're moving that way, it's a season of promotion. But you've got to define it correctly. Now, I did have a friend, he said to me, Wayne, you know, he was complaining. He said, Wayne, I'm making minimum wage at my job, and I've been there like 7 years already, and the only time I get a raise is when they raise the minimum wage. And I said, wow, So I asked him some questions. I said, are you like a good employee? He said, yeah. I said, do you like come on time? You know, do you grumble? He said, well, this is what he said. If they pay me more, I wouldn't grumble. I said, what? I said, yeah. He said, and if they pay me more, I'd come on time. I said, you mean you don't come on time? He said, no, they don't pay me enough to come on time. How much do you think you should be making? He kind of made, you know, this cock-a-doodle-doo kind of stance. At least $30 an hour, probably. I said, $30 an hour? He said, yeah. I said, you know what? You can make that. He said, really? You want to talk to my boss? I said, no, but you can make that. How? I said, by performing like a $30 an hour person now, even before you're promoted to that. He said, well, I've been here like 7 years. I should be making more. I said, no. If you're making minimum wage and you say, hey, I've been here 7 years, so I deserve more. Nah, you don't deserve nothing. Yeah, but I've been here 7 years. I said, that works against you. So what do you mean works against me? I said, like if you're in the fourth grade, you know, like 4 years in a row, that doesn't make you any better, does it? Would you write in number two, walk worthy of promotion before ever being promoted? Walk worthy of promotion before ever being promoted. Don't wait. Well, if they pay me more, I'll stop grumbling. No, stop grumbling now. Walk worthy of promotion so that you'll be worthy of it. In fact, let's read what the scripture says in Ephesians 4:1. Go. I implore you, walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. You see what he's saying? You start it now. Walk in a manner worthy of that. Don't wait until they pay you for that. Let's read the next one in Colossians. Go. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as though you were working for the Lord and not for people. Remember that Christ is the real master you serve. So who is your real employer? Christ. Because promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west. Promotion cometh from the... He's your employer. You want to please him. So even though no one's looking, you're on time. Why? For Jesus. Because you see, your main goal isn't promotion or more money. Your main goal is, would you write it in that bullet? Your main goal is likeness. To be like Christ. To please him. So you're there on time because it's the Lord whom you serve. Not the boss, not the company. Ultimately, it's the Lord. He's the one that you serve. He's the one that we please. I remember him saying, yeah, but I've been here 7 years, man. I should be making more than that. Then I said, no, just like I said, if you're in the fourth grade, you know, you're 2, 3, 4 years in a row, that doesn't help you, man. It's like the guy that said, came home, he said, hey, Ma. She said, what? He said, Ma, they had a contest in the third grade, and I won because it was who had the biggest feet. I won. I got the biggest feet. The mother said, really? That's right. Ma, you think I got the biggest feet in third grade because I'm Portuguese? The mother said, no, it's because you're 19 years old. No, you see, just because you have tenure does not give you credence that you should be making more. If you ain't, something's wrong with you. It actually works against you. We brag about it. We shouldn't. You shouldn't say anything. But instead, just begin to walk worthy. Because the main goal is not to get promoted. Because what happens if that's your main goal? You'll always frustrate yourself. You'll try to be good and work real good for 2 months, and then they don't promote you. I said, forget it then. Forget it. I'm just start grumbling again then. And see, you're just kind of like, if you give me money, I will grow up. It's because of Jesus we grow up. And then when we walk worthy of promotion, he brings it to pass. Remember, promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west. Promotion cometh from the Lord. And that's in every area of life. The goal is likeness. Let's read 2 Corinthians 3:18 together. Go. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him and reflect his glory even more. You see, that's the goal. so that when people see you, they say, wow, there's something about that person I like. I want to rewind the tape all the way to 150 AD. 150 AD, there was a Roman historian named Diogenes, unbeliever. And the Roman government said to this official, we want you to find out why Christianity is spreading like wildfire. So many people are being drawn to this movement, they called it. And not the Roman Empire, nor the Roman Emperor. Why is Christianity spreading so much? Diogenes went out and talked to people, interviewed people. Then he brought this report back to the emperor. You want to listen to this. This is pretty interesting. He said, this is why Christianity is spreading so quickly. He said this, Christians pass their lives here on earth, but their citizenship is in heaven. They live on their own land, but they live as aliens. As citizens, they share their table with others, but they do not share their beds. They love all men, but yet they are hated by all men. They are treated outrageously, but they behave respectfully. When they do good, they are attacked. And when they are attacked, they do good. They obey the prescribed laws, but at the same time, they surpass those laws by their lives. And they are short of everything, but they have plenty of everything. That is why Christianity is spreading. You see, there's sort of like a magnetism to those who live this way. No, not when you're paid more, but when you begin to identify with the one who has paid it all. Not when you own more, but when you have a great relationship with the one who owns it all. For promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west. Promotion cometh from the Lord. It's a season of promotion because promotion is defined as one step closer towards God's best. Now, I want you to know that promotion is not just relegated to work. It's to your life. Because you see, every single one of us, we thought that promotion means something exclusive to work. But God is saying in the Bible, promotion is growing in Christ in every area of your life. One step closer to God's best. You see, it's season of promotion for those of you that are husbands. This is a season of promotion to be one step better to God's best as a husband. A wife, one step better closer towards God's best as a wife. Students, you're going to start up school. Let this season be a season of promotion where you're one step closer to God's best for you as a student. Single man, do not tolerate what I used to have my mind tolerate before, but it's a season of promotion. I'm going to move one step closer to God's best for my life. And can you see I'm positioning myself in such a way that it pleases the one who promotes? Because I begin to live worthy of my calling, and God then promotes you unto that. Oh, not before. Because it's the one who is called Christ. It's the one whom we serve. It's a season of promotion. Can you say amen to that? This is a season of promotion. And maybe, just maybe, God is saying, when you steward prosperity well, I'll give you great fruitfulness. Because that's how I created you to function the best. Steward prosperity and steward promotion well. And start where you're at. No, don't wait for your first million. Start with $1.50. And when you do, you watch what God's about to do. Because when we're faithful in little, God knows we'll be faithful in much. And promotion doesn't come from the east nor the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. And not just at work, in every area of our life. This is a season of promotion. What do you think? Would you tap the person again next to you and say, this is a season of promotion. Amen. Amen.
You have just heard a message entitled A Season of Promotion by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. For Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.